Find out who's super good. Teaching children how to be bilingual, and he's black. Isn't that awesome? Stay tuned to BHL The Beat. Hey.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The Beat.
Yes, I am. Very much so.
That's rare. Hey. Just because I'm better, hey. Because I work more nights than David Letter. Hey. Me never to fear, man. Single what's up, guys? You guys are now watching BHL The Beat TV, and I am your host today, Queen. DJ Jesse J couldn't be here today, but of course you know I'm holding him down. Who do we have in the building with me? You already know who's here with me, yo. My favorite girl, Sia Amon.
What's up, guys?
She's co-hosting with me today, and we have an amazing guest. Named Super Good D Smoke. Yes. I've known him. We've all met at the same time in 2011. Yes. It is an honor to have you here, Super Good D Smoke. Say what's up to the people. Yes.
What's going on, everybody? It's Super Good D Smoke here, representing Inglewood, California.
Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. Hey.
So it's just good to be in here with family.
Yeah,
you know,
so. Definitely. So this is going to be fun. And this song that's playing, of course, is D Smoke's song. So welcome to BHL The Beat. I'm so happy to have you here.
It is an honor. Yes.
I'm so excited. So we're going to discuss different things. We're going to discuss about your music video, Fighter. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, can you let everyone know what you've been up to? Like, yeah. I've known you since 2011, and everybody has grown tremendously. And obviously, everyone still stays connected. No matter how far we go in life, we still stay connected.
Absolutely.
But let everybody know what you're doing. I'm hearing that you're teaching children how to be bilingual, and you black. So talk to us. Let us know how this is going. Because this is rare, honey.
Yes.
Absolutely. So I'm active on a lot of fronts. Like during the day, I teach Spanish at a high school, at Augustus Hawkins High School in Los Angeles. And so, you know, when I went to school, I started off majoring in business and then switched to Spanish just because that was something I was passionate about learning. And, you know, wasn't sure what it would result in career-wise, but then I ended up teaching Spanish. So I'm doing that now. And on the music front, you know, still making music, writing for other people as well as myself. And what's interesting is that I got into directing and producing short films and combining that with music, so which some of my students actually appear in. Like, nice. I have several of my students in Fighter.
Really?
And, yeah, so it's just beautiful to see it all come together.
That's awesome. So did you direct? So you directed?
I produced, yeah, Fighter, along with a couple of other producers, yeah.
And I've seen the video, and it's, like, amazing.
You were supposed to be in it. she was busy.
I was supposed to
she
be
was
in
busy,
the video.
But she helped with the Good Friends, Good Vibes video, which we will also screen later.
Amazing video. They also see the thing is people, what you guys understand, see, you know, we're popping trash back here, but this is he's very talented, and then it's a crew of them called the Woodrich, right?
Woodworks.
I call it Woodrich. I'm thinking jeans, but Woodworks.
Hey, but that's cool. We rich too,
right? But when they perform, it's like all of them together. Mm-hmm. You're mm-hmm. automatically involved and up there with them, getting down or whatever. So I absolutely enjoy watching you guys. What is some of your Woodworks family history, though? Like, how does that work? Who's everyone who's in it, and how are you guys connected?
Absolutely. So Woodworks consists of myself, my cousin Tiffany Goucher, who's doing wonderful things in music.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm just so proud of her as a producer, and now growing into this amazing artist that's super creative and just breaking ground for artists. And so Tiffany Goucher, my brother Sir, also who's incredible.
I remember him.
And so Sir he wrote four songs or co-wrote some songs on Jill's last project, Woman. And then my brother Davion, who is an incredible artist and vocalist and writer, and he wrote
seven songs.
Yeah, seven
songs. On Tyrese, Black Rose.
Exactly. So also he wrote he's also on co-wrote Trey Songz with Sia Amon. So there, you know, it's an honor to be a part of a family.
Yeah.
But it actually goes back before us. Like, my uncle Andrew Goucher was the last bass player to play with Prince on his world
Get
tour.
Get out of here!
Yeah. So
amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's my uncle, and that, you know, him and Tiffany share last name Goucher. And then my grandmother, actually Betty Goucher, recorded like Midnight Train to Georgia and some other songs before. But Betty Goucher wasn't playing no games. So they tried to tell her how to sing it. Like, you going to sing it like this? She was like, oh, baby, no, I'm not. I'm going to sing it how I sing it. And they was like, well, you can leave. She was like, I was just about to. Goodbye. So the next thing you know, they come out. But
I was just going to say, I have to say this, because I don't know if he's going to mention it, but his mom.
Oh, yes. Oh my God.
Yes.
My mom
from
is incredible.
The Color Purple.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
So, you guys, his mom is, like, amazing.
Yes.
At the end of the Color Purple.
Oh, my God. She was the one who said, yes.
Yeah, speak love, speak to me.
Yes.
Speak love.
Yes.
That's her.
Speak to
Go
me.
Go sing it then if you're going to do it. But yeah, so it's a blessing. And I take it as a responsibility as well. Like, that's why I'm proud of what, you know, my brothers and my cousin and myself, what we're putting out, because with such a gift, it's not just something that, it's not a lick. It's not, we're not here to just come up and then get out of here. It's like, we got a responsibility to not only represent ourselves, but our family. And what we put out and the content is just as important as just doing music, you know? So
it's amazing how everyone in your family, like most of the people in your family and the people who influenced you, are very talented. So you growing up in that environment, you have no other choice but to take on that role and be like, you know what? I want to be talented. I'm talented as well, and I can do this as well. Before we go into further with this interview, I want to show people your music video, Fighter, because you represent in Inglewood all day, every day.
Hey.
And I want to show people your video, Fighter, and so that people can get an idea of who you are.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So can I introduce it real quick?
Yes,
So we have the Fighter video coming up. It's a combination of a music video.
Wait. Did his voice just change? Okay. So we got the music video.
Did
okay,
I go in the sexy mode?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
But it's a short film and a music video all in one, and what it's capturing is the real side to one of those situations that a lot of people glorify. Like, people are so into the fight videos. World Star Hip Hop puts out fight mixes and stuff, but this is kind of like how things actually look, how they escalate, and what happens. So the lyrics are kind of shooting out some of the people who we lost in Inglewood, and but the visual is really captivating. So if you haven't already seen that, you can check that out. And that's also the link on my Instagram. So, but yeah, the Fighter video.
Okay, let's check it out.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, bro?
What's up? Yeah!
Yeah, shot this with a red.
You already know.
Don't pull a pistol out on him. Suck that nigga in his mouth. Treat him as if you're annoying. Then let him get up, pick his shit up, and get right back to throwing. Kids love them kind of stories. Tear the fruit of your loins. That you was never a coward, never avoided a challenge. They gon' say, daddy, you a Libra. Yeah, baby, I stay balanced. The streets are kind of beastie. I'm something like the savage. I never took a life. That's irreversible damage. Not to say that I ain't babysitting a couple of midgets that shoot out fire. You Al-Qaeda, I'm American, bitches. Apparently, you feel some kind of way about this pimping. But before you even finish your sentence...
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
Man, I just might hit that nigga. Sock that nigga. I'll beat his ass. Gonna take him to class. I'll drop that nigga. But nah, I ain't gonna pop that nigga. But if he keep on running his mouth, I swear I just might hit that nigga. Sock that nigga.
All right, guys, this is super good. D Smoke,
hey,
the Fighter, and if you want to check out this video again, you can go in its entirety. You can go to YouTube, and where are you on YouTube?
You're on YouTube. My channel is The Woodworks Music. So,
okay,
yeah,
and you can find it on the YouTube. Now, how are you incorporating Spanish into music?
Okay, so that was one of the things that I felt like, you know, it was. it was my passion to try to, you know, coming from Inglewood, which is 55% Latino, 45% black, it's like I got plenty of friends who are like, you know, under who are either Latino and understand and have grown up around black people and vice versa. And so, and if you go to hip hop shows, it's like a lot of Latinos out there who are paying, buying the t-shirts. They're like the supporting hip hop crowd. So once I started seeing that, I was like, oh, I have to incorporate this. So one of the songs that I feel like I did that well is called Want You To. And so I got the last verse on there is really where I'm just like,
let me hear a little bit of something before we wrap. What we got?
Okay. So the last verse of Want You To, I'm talking to a girl and I say, dámelo, dame lo que tienes y habla con las caderas para que no me mientes. Ya sé que eres lista, quiero oír la voz cuando gritas. Sigue moviendo la suavecita, baby. Give me what you got, don't lie. Use your hips when you talk. Girl, let's make a fire out of spark. Without you, I'm lost like a teacher out of chalk. Rare breed, you are fully endorsed. Translate, si supiera cómo volver atrás, cambiaría nada. Tu piel morenita me inspira. Cubana, de Panamá, quizás una tica. Either way, what you know about a Libra. Zip. We finally had a moment where the scales could tip. Lean in for a kiss, you put the L in lips. And the B in bad, and the C in class. Let me add another letter, ain't no D in that. Can you move that thing like I want you to? Can you move that what? Can you move it? Can you move that what? Can you move it?
Wait a minute.
Can you move that thing like I want you to? Can you move that what? Can you move it? And the beat is dumb. The beat is tight. My bro, my bro DK the Punisher, who also produced on some of everybody from Justin Bieber to Jill Scott to Sir, my brother, and he did that beat for Want You To. So
wait, but you're really bilingual. You're really bilingual.
Si pudieras hablar en español, podemos tener toda esa conversación en español.
Es fácil. I want to learn. Okay, so can I pay for classes?
Absolutamente, sí. Eso es lo que hago al lado. Yo tengo mi trabajo principal. Y al lado yo hago muchas cosas. Uno es enseñar a personas a hablar español.
Now, all I got out of that was something with my work, my price, missing in my jobs.
Yeah, no, you know, I got things I do on the side, and that's one of those things.
That's good to know. Yeah. So tell everybody where they can find you.
Okay, so I am on Instagram, Facebook, and what's the other one?
Twitter.
I know, Insta Snap. No, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter is all D Smoke 7, so DSMOKE and then the number 7. And yeah, so and you can check that out, and the links are on there. On YouTube, you can check out The Woodworks Music.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. And where can everybody find you? Honey Bunny.
Right.
Other than being girl. In my pocket.
Sia Moon, SoundCloud, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. Everything is at Sia Moon, SIAAMUN.
And y'all already know, y'all can find me at Queen Wink. At Queen Wink, I'm brain farting. At Queen Wink on, look, I smoke marijuana. Yeah, my brain be clicking it. Sometimes. It is okay. At Queen Wink at Instagram, Snapchat, and I don't hear no music playing. And Twitter at Queen Live. Yes, thank you. But I want to thank you so much for coming. Super good, D Smoke. And
yeah.
This will not be the last time.
Not at all.
And we need to get you to do a performance when you come back.
Okay.
And we need to get Tiffany Goucher up here. Now, Tiffany. Tiffany. You know.
Tiffany.
You know. You need to get your ass up here, Tiff.
Hey, Gooch. Come through, Gooch.
Gooch. But I don't hear any music. And we're out. Deuces! Hello? Thank you.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Fucking up. Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.